Red flags at the beach. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. June marks the beginning of beach season in the Great Lakes, but it also means more people are at risk of drowning. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller explains why the city of Holland is trying something new to teach people about dangerous conditions.
The Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project reports that 98 people drowned in the Great Lakes last year, the most since 2012. Currents caused by wind or structures like piers can make swimming in the lakes dangerous. Beaches around the country use a flag system to warn beachgoers about swimming conditions. A green flag means it's safe, yellow means be cautious, and red means no swimming. These flags can be all a swimmer has to go on, especially when there's no lifeguard. Over time, officials have added warning signs and emergency phones to prevent drownings. This season, the city of Holland, Michigan is trying something new, a video that shows what can happen if someone ignores the red flag.
Good idea.
You guys are lame. Everyone's already out there. I'm a strong swimmer.
Ottawa County Sergeant Cal Cuning says the video, which features a teenager drowning in Lake Michigan, can reach more than just teens.
We're going to put these in schools. We have it, you know, on the web. We want to hit everybody from, you know, infant to adults because we all use the lake. We all use the water.
That's an important message across the Great Lakes region, especially in Holland and other towns on the east coast of Lake Michigan, where drownings are not uncommon. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration of WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI Rochester. For more stories, visit greatlakestoday.org. This is the Environment Report. What do tiny pieces of decomposing leaves have to do with climate change? It turns out they're nitrous oxide hotspots. Nitrous oxide is a greenhouse gas that's 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Phil Robertson joins me now. He's a professor of ecosystem science at Michigan State University's Kellogg Biological Station. Hello.
Greetings.
So I understand that this is a big discovery. Why is this so important?
Well, nitrous oxide, as you noted, is an important greenhouse gas, and it's produced naturally by microbes in soil. And we've known for a long time that nitrous oxide emissions from soil play a big role in the greenhouse gas content of the atmosphere. And we also know that human activity, especially farming, can affect nitrous oxide production by soils. But we haven't really nailed down the microbial basis for where this happens in soil. And what our team discovered was that it turns out that very tiny decomposing pieces of decomposing leaves in soil are acting like tiny sponges in soil to soak up water and provide the perfect microbial habitat for the bacteria that produce the N2O. The microbes just go to town. They love this high water, carbon-rich environment.
So how do we control these nitrous oxide hotspots?
Well, that, of course, is the $64,000 question, because we do want to ultimately reduce the fluxes, the emissions of these gases coming from soils, and designing farming practices to minimize these emissions is perhaps a next step. So it basically gives us another important piece of information for the agronomists to use to design more climate-friendly cropping practices.
Phil Robertson is a professor of ecosystem science at Michigan State University's Kellogg Biological Station. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.